Slums upgrade. The State Department of Housing and Urban Development has channeled shush $1.3 billion towards upgrading of 4 informal settlements in Nakuru under the second phase of the Kenya Informal Settlement Improvement Program 2, KISIP. County Chief Officer for Housing and Urban Planning Mr. Kamau Kuria explained that the upgrade project set to be completed by January 2025 will be a game-changer in the low-income settlements of Kwamarogi, London and Lakeview within Nakuru Town and Karagita slums in Naivasha. The state under the World Bank-funded program earlier this year granted the county government of Nakuru shush $500 million towards ongoing projects to improve access to basic services in the 4 settlements which were afflicted by bad road networks, acute shortages of water and poor sewerage and drainage systems. The initiative, besides slum upgrading, is also targeting improvement of drainage infrastructure, waste management, improvement of roads in the slums and installation of street lighting and high-mast floodlights. The chief officer said the county's administration, in collaboration with development partners including the State Department of Housing and Urban Development and World Bank, had also finalized designs towards upgrading of Kapkuras and Kiritina slums in Nakuru Municipality, Mwisho wa Lami settlements in Njoro Sub-County and Tayari low-income settlements at an additional cost of shush $800 million. Speaking after inspecting the ongoing projects in the 4 settlements, Mr. Kuria said the initiative also entails issuance of title deeds, laying of sewerage lines and water connectivity among others. He assured the residents that both KISIP National Project Coordination Team, NPCT, and the County Project Coordination Team, CPCT, were working closely to ensure that proper project scope was captured by the project consultants so as to ensure the beneficiaries get value for money. Kuria added that the county government was also mapping out possible areas of extension of trunk infrastructure to the settlements to enable access, while focusing on investment and socio-economic support for the dwellers. The chief officer, who also doubles up as the CPCT coordinator, noted that the team of experts from Nakuru Municipality, Environment, Social Services, Roads and Infrastructure, Land Physical Planning, Urban Development, as well as Supply Chain and Accounting Personnel, were ensuring that the project is a success and that the residents benefit. The first phase of KISIP saw Nakuru County received a shush $429.7 million grant from the World Bank that was majorly channeled towards improving the drainage infrastructure, waste management, and tarmacking of roads in 8 slums, as well as the installation of floodlights, elaborated the county official. The slums that benefited in the first phase included Kaptembwa, the biggest in Nakuru Town with a population of over 120,000. Others were Kivumbini, Lakeview, Kwaronda, Flamingo, Kaleleni and Bondeni. Mr. Kuria indicated that the upgrade was coming at a time when Governor Susan Kihika's administration had started an ambitious plan to redesign Nakuru Town as part of a master plan that seeks to improve its face and decongest the town. In consultation with the community, Mr. Kuria indicated that the County Project Coordination Team, CPCT, was supporting the planning, surveying and issuance of land documents for residents of these informal settlements to enable them invest, while strengthening the capacity of county offices to deliver on their mandates. Phase 1 also delivered title deeds under the tenure of the security component in Tarabete, Keringet, Kasarani, Eastleigh, Kongasis, and Crater Lake. The chief officer said that KISIP 2, which is domiciled at the State Department for Housing and Urban Development, was a game changer in improving the general living conditions through access to basic services and land tenure security to thousands of residents living in informal settlements across Nakuru County. This project has restored hope to the hopeless and given many a reason to dream again of living in sustainable communities within the urban areas of Nakuru, said the chief officer. He stated that tarmacking of a 950-meter-long road and 6-meter carriageway in Lakeview was 90% complete, while works on a 1.2-kilometer road construction and 2.4-kilometer walkway improvement had kicked off in Kwamarogi slums. Mr. Kuria indicated that they were also working on a 1.2-kilometer project and 300-meter sewerage network in London Estate. He affirmed that the projects would be completed with the stipulated timelines of 1 year. According to KISIP National Project Coordinator George Awa, more than 400 informal settlement schemes in the country are set to benefit from the shush $31.7 billion multilateral donor funding to provide low-cost housing and general infrastructure improvement among other crucial amenities. The funding has been given out by the World Bank, $150 million, translating to shush $24.1 billion, and the French Development Agency, 43 million euros, translating to shush 7.6 billion, and will address infrastructure, water, lighting and social inclusion in slums spread across 33 counties. Mr. Awa indicated that the upgrade designed by the World Bank seeks to enhance land tenure security and improve infrastructure and services such as roads, drainage, pedestrian walkways and water connection. The project further seeks to link beneficiaries to socio-economic opportunities and build the capacity of national and county governments to develop and implement slum upgrading and prevention policies and strategies. He observed that urban population in developing countries like Kenya was increasing at an alarming rate, whereby 2020, Kenya had witnessed close to 7.6 million of urban population living in slums, while in sub-Saharan Africa, it was estimated that more than 230 million urban populations currently live in informal settlements. KISIP project seeks to supplement the national government efforts to provide affordable housing, said Mr. Awa. Mr. Awa noted that KISIP is mandated to upgrade informal settlements by designing a national strategy to look into ways of creating formal structures, adding that the strategy will be cascaded and adopted by counties in order to address the issue of informal settlements where people live in degrading conditions. A recent study by the State Department for Housing and Urban Development identified 1,400 informal settlements in the country, and this number is said to be growing. It also indicated that 65% of Kenyans living in urban areas live in slums where they can't access basic services and amenities, are prone to rising cases of violence and crime, and pay a premium price to access services such as water and electricity.